My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Jason muttering to himself during the break that he needs to have his entries for his football pool in alphabetical order. Guy does a lot of work in that spiral notebook.
He does, man.
I do.
He writes more in a spiral notebook than like an entire elementary school put together. He does a lot of work in there.
Week two, baby.
He's a good commissioner. He keeps everybody abreast of what's happening.
Of course.
Not going to kill him for it. But, man, it's a lot of scribbling, a lot of serial killer scribbling in that notebook.
There's a lot of cash up for grabs.
There certainly is.
All right, let's get back to hitting the skins.
Yeah, love to hit the skins, Cakes.
Who doesn't?
Lurch doesn't.
Nope. Those days are over.
Such a weird answer. All right, so let's do this. I think it'd be more interesting maybe if I let you guys don't look at it.
All right.
Okay. I want you just to give me the first team. The offense I think you could do fairly easily. There might only be one or two curveballs, but go ahead. Give me the. Let's start with the offensive line. We just went through it in the last segment.
Well, so left tackle, it's going to be either Brandon Coleman or Cornelius Lucas.
They have Coleman listed as one, so I'm assuming that means maybe he'll be ready for week one. I don't know.
Allegretti, okay. The import from Kansas City, is your left guard.
Biotis
is your center.
Right.
Right tackle's right guard is Cosme.
Right.
And Wiley's your right tackle.
Now, PFF, based on last year's grading, that 27th, I'm not going to
You know what?
Argue.
It's not last place. Not 32nd. That's improvement.
I'm not going to argue.
Carolina was done
I think
last.
It's going to be a unit that needs to really be on their game.
They got
to
stay healthy and play well.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this. It's not my primary concern, even though it's a major issue, because I always think you can max protect, you can bring in an extra tight end, you could bring in a running back to chip, those kinds
You've
of things.
You've also got a super mobile quarterback.
You got a mobile quarterback who can run.
It.
He could get rid of the ball quickly they did. They're going to scheme around it.
Yep.
Like, that's the thing that blew my mind. Those losers last year that we had in here coaching, all those losers,
right?
Especially the offensive coordinator loser, he didn't scheme around it enough. He did it like once or twice, like for a full game. Like, scheme around your mediocre offensive line, give them more help, get rid of the design plays to get rid of the ball quickly. I think you could scheme around
it. He put a lot of pressure on the offensive line.
He put so much pressure on him.
Because he was forcing those guys to block good lines.
Forever.
For a young, inexperienced quarterback.
Right. And eventually it came back.
Kingsbury's going to be balanced.
So this, while I agree, on paper, that ain't a great offensive line.
No, it's not.
I think it will be serviceable.
Bottom third.
Okay, fair. I think it will be serviceable.
I mean, maybe it plays better than bottom third. Maybe
I think it will, because they're going to get rid of the ball quickly. They're going to scheme around it. All right. Tight end. Who's number one on the depth chart? Cakes.
Zach Ertz.
By the way, where is Zach Ertz going in your fantasy leagues? What round?
Super late.
Late.
Like, wow. That's a steal. You should have.
13th through 15th rounds.
Why wouldn't you pick him? He's going to be a baller until he gets hurt.
Because other guys better.
He's going to be a baller until he gets hurt.
Maybe in a full PPR you would consider him late. I need to see kind of what he does. Make sure he's healthy.
You're going to be. within 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to be rushing to the waiver wire.
You could be correct.
Did he go undrafted in a lot of leagues?
Probably in a lot of leagues undrafted.
Oh, my God.
He went undrafted. I picked him up as a free agent.
That's
freebie.
Insulting. And then, listen, when he gets hurt, you cut him.
Because my top two tight ends are hurt.
All right. How many?
Hockenson.
Hockenson's out for the first 4 weeks, and I took Brock Bowers.
How many elite?
But he's questionable. I don't know if he's going to be out, but he's questionable.
How many elite tight ends? Because, you know me, I don't play fantasy. I don't care. It's a pain in the ass. How many elite tight ends are there?
3 to 4.
All right. After that, is the next level what? Like the Logan Thomases?
No.
What's the next
level? Logan Thomas got cut.
Your next level is like your Kyle Pitts's, your Evan Ingram's. I wouldn't put Kittle as elite. He's right outside, I think.
Well, I think
what about like a
good
Jake Ferguson?
Well, what is
Ferguson's
Kittle,
kind of in that
what is
range,
Kittle,
too.
What does he average? 65 catches or so? I mean, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
I don't know his
catch probably
off
right.
My head.
It's probably right
in that range.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so in your third tiers, you would put Ertz in your third tier, maybe?
You might be like a fourth tier-er.
You're doing that just because he's been hurt the last couple years.
Yeah.
But what's his ability?
His ability, if he's healthy, he could be the second guy in targets on the team behind Terry McLaurin.
I'm telling you, insulting that he's going undrafted. All right. Give me the running backs. Well, they really only list one running back.
Rob Eckler and McNichols.
Right. So Robinson is number one.
Yeah.
And according to Keim, it's not going to be a situation like the Jason was arguing, and I think JP, that Eckler is going to eventually get the bulk of the carries. It's Robinson's the primary back.
Yep.
They love his physicality and everything. And Eckler's the third down back. It's
looking like I'm
going to
lose my bet with Cakes unless things change.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
By the way, Kittle had 65 catches for 1,020 yards.
I nailed that.
Six touchdowns.
My tingle just nailed 65. Boom.
Your tingle meter, silly?
What? Let's go to Dan. Drabby says I got to go to Dan.
Danny.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. What's
Hello,
up,
Dan.
Guys?
Good morning.
What's up?
I woke up this morning and I put on your show like I always do every single morning.
Thank you.
And I just was stunned when I saw EB.
Why?
EB looks like a completely different person.
Why?
I mean, I haven't seen.
I haven't shaved in days.
EB, you look like you got a little sparkle in your eye. You look awake. I mean, usually you're half asleep at the 6 a.m. hour.
That's true.
Hey, this is
spring.
This
your
is what
salon.
Happens when you start talking.
You were ready to put the armor on and defend yourself.
Yeah.
And he said,
"He's giving you props."
I don't understand why you think I look good because I have low self-esteem right now.
He's just saying you look energetic.
Yeah.
The last time you looked this good or sounded this good was RG3. I mean,
he's ready for
honestly,
skin season.
So you think the Jane Daniels hype is making me more attractive?
I think it is, man. I think you looked pretty good today. You look, and the biggest thing is just the fact that you look like you're into the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
he's definitely into it today.
Hold on. Did yesterday not look like I was into it?
Not like today, man. Not like
really,
today.
Really.
But what is it?
I feel like I've been pretty locked in this week.
What is it about today, though? Just because we're talking more Commanders?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just the build up to the first game. It's finally
mounting.
He's like feeling
the anticipation
it
is there.
Right. Yeah, he's feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it because I do have pretty low self esteem. I feel like I'm a little bloated. I feel like
you said you were going to shave. You didn't shave.
I'm going to shave today.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave.
You got a glow. You got a glow to you today.
Wow, really?
I mean, Dan, I think I wants to go on a date with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to go on a date with him. But
nah, let's not do that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
I need your prediction on the season. Let's see if you have any credibility.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm an Eagles fan. So.
Oh, you're an Eagles fan? Did you know that? Did you know he was an Eagles fan?
No.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to you guys since 2000 when I moved here. So.
Right. So who do you think is the most attractive junkie?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's a Team EB.
Oh, man. That's tough, man. I mean,
who do you think it's between?
any other day, EB, you're not even in the top. You're not even in the top two, but I will put you in the top two today, brother.
All right, who's number one then?
It's got to be Lurch.
There you go. See, he likes me.
He loves the papa.
He ain't that. He's kind of pasty looking.
This is a weird.
Lurch doesn't get that much sun.
What do you mean? I play golf. I get sun on my face.
Yeah, but you're Irish or something.
Yeah,
he's fair skinned.
Got Irish Danish in me.
I don't have that money tan.
Right. You know what? Tans are overrated.
They are overrated. Right. I agree.
All right. Well, you're losing me a little bit here, Dan, but okay. I appreciate the call.
Sorry, boy.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
Bye, Dan.
Are you telling that the Redskins hype?
Said you have a glow to you.
I might have a little bit of glow. I do have an extra kick. I mean, the football season starts tomorrow.
I know.
My daughter's coming into town.
Hey, who's bringing in the 9.5% IPAs?
You are.
9.5? I don't do that.
Let's do it. Rock it.
Do you know that I'm a grown-ass man who some might say borderline alcoholic? And I go to restaurants and they give me the beer list. I never know what to order. I just
paralyzed by it.
I don't even know what I like. Do I like pale ale, IPA? I don't know anything.
Just ask the waiter or waitress, what do you have on tap?
I don't know what to choose. I never know because I'm not a beer guy. Mm. I like liquor.
Well, then order a mixed drink.
Yeah, but I'm with a bunch of beer people.
Well, you can do you.
I can do
if
me.
If I'm with a bunch of dorks that love bourbon, I still order a beer.
Yeah, but do you have a go-to at any point?
Let me give you an example. I might not even really want to drink because it's early. It's a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to drink, so I don't want to order liquor. But everyone's ordered a beer, so I want to be part of the crowd, get a beer. I don't know what beer is.
Top-shelf liquor.
I don't know what my favorite beer is.
Okay.
So you know what? This is an honest-to-God true story. This is not fake. Honest-to-God, swear on all my children.
Order Surfside.
Very good.
That's what I did.
Order Surfside.
Well done.
That was my answer.
Perfect.
Get a Surfside.
Which kind?
Strawberry?
No. I'll be honest with you, I wanted the strawberry. They only had the iced tea, which is fine. I like that. But the strawberry's a little sweeter.
The Surfsides are dangerous because I pick it up and I take a gulp. I set it down. And then I pick it up. I'm like, there's not much left. After the first gulp a little more. Put it down. And then there's just like a little pinger left in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like there's like half an ounce. They just go down so smooth.
Another freebie.
Go down with the quickness.
Another freebie for Surfside, who are huge sponsors of the show. We're huge proponents of.
We'd love to be equity partners at some point. I just need to throw that.
They were aerating or whatever they were doing. I don't even know. They were doing something over at Norbeck. Mm-hmm. So we asked if they could just hook us up over at Manor down the street. And then Manor people have always been really nice.
Well, it's reciprocity.
So went over to Manor. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I enjoy that place. And at the turn, we wasn't going that great.
Mm-hmm.
Needed a little cocktail, something to lighten the mood.
You need a pick me up.
And we said, where are the Surfsides? There's no Surfsides?
Right.
No Surfsides in here. She said, everyone's asking for the Surfsides. And we're working on it. Made a phone call.
Yeah.
Next day, Surfsides delivered. Manor now stocked. So all the members over thank your boy.
Love it.
I hooked you.
Mm-hmm.
Made a call. Bobby Balicki. And now they've got it.
It's fantastic.
I hooked Bobby Blicky because I gave him a new account. Hooked everybody.
It's a good thing.
All the way around. What do you think about these? Pretty good.
I actually did the same thing at a club.
Yeah, I did the same thing too at Northwest.
The tentacles just spreading out. I love it.
Yeah.
You connect people. Bobby owes us a kickback.
Yeah. I could use a couple cases. I got some guests coming to the house this weekend. Coming today, Lurch.
How many?
This a bad move? I got friends, dear friends of ours, flying in from Tampa. But my daughter has a massive game today, and so I told him to take an Uber to the house.
It's fine.
Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. What are you,
as
a chauffeur? You're expected to pick them up?
I mean
it's nice
close
if you're available.
Put it this way. When I go to Tampa and visit, they pick me up at the airport.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You'll get over it.
Is this the week where you have all the people coming in? You got a big catering deal?
Yeah, on Saturday.
All the people.
Like 50 people.
Sounds expensive.
That's another reason why your head would explode.
Yeah.
That's why they clean the house.
Houses. Yeah. I cleaned it, painted it,
Angel's finally done.
Today.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do?
Get it in.
You know what, though?
Last
second. What I'm going to do when I go home? I'm going to do this. I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to wake up and be like, it's time to drive to MGM. Let me see cards.
Oh,
I'm not going to do any work.
Oh, but you know what? October 2nd, though, your boy.
I'm putting you on the schedule.
Thank you.
You're on the sked.
Yeah, hotel. Make sure I have my...
Yeah, you'll be good.
Whistle.
You'll be covered.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
As if you need that.
I'm
going to do it at the poker table.
No, you can't do that. You get thrown right out of the room.
Here's the thing. I hate this.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My mower guys don't come until Friday. So we've had a lot of rain of late. So the lawn looks a little bit hurting, and I don't have a lawnmower. My wife made me throw away my lawnmower.
So did you ask Angel to do that for you?
No, he didn't drive around with. He didn't have a lawnmower.
I bet he could pull it off.
You know what? Those freeloaders are staying at your house. They can deal with the grass being a little bit.
Well, high. I just wanted to present it nice.
It's all good.
Got to look saying? Good.
What would you do?
I'm gonna
come
cut.
Friday.
Yeah, you got to call some sort of a landscaping service.
Have today?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, you got a day. You got one more day.
They're coming tonight.
Oh. Borrow my mower, EB. I've got one.
I know that's. You're gonna put it in the back of your trunk and drive it down 270.
No, I said you can come get it.
No, I won't. I'll be too busy playing poker. Too busy. I'm a busy person.
All right, we're way backed up.
Coming up next, what move is becoming popular for the young ones in the bedroom?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.